Before I start with the meeting, I have a few things to tell you about the setting we're in, because we're being watched by Big Brother. So.
By Big Brother?
Yeah. Okay. This are cameras. So are these. Mm-hmm. This thing that looks like a pie are actually all microphones.
Okay.
So we must be careful with all this. And as I can see, you you have placed your laptops exactly on the place where it must be. And that has to do with the camera setting, so we don't have our laptops in front of the cameras.
Of our faces.
And indeed, so they can see our faces. Okay. Welcome at the kickoff meeting. My name is Danny Wolfs. This is the agenda for today. First, a little opening. I will introduce myself, and I think it's very good to introduce yourself. Then a little bit of acquaintance to ourselves, so we get to know each other. That will be done with a tool training in these two smart boards. Then the project plan, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, and discussion about that, and a little closing at the end. Okay, my name is Danny Wolfs. I'm the project manager. What's your name?
I'm Nibble Tops. I'm the user interface designer.
User interface, okay.
Hi, my name is Jan van Vuren. I'm the industrial designer.
Industrial.
I'm Tim van Nie. My function is a marketing expert.
Okay, thank you. First, a little about the project aim. The aim is to make a new remote control. Maybe you have read the website. It's a very very ambitious company. They want to do something else. So there must be a new remote control. First of all, it must be original and trendy. That's two things really close to each other. But at the same time, user friendly, and they have it's very important for them. There are three stages. There's functional design. So, what are we going to do? What are we going to make kind of functions in the remote, and why are we going to do it? Then the conceptual design. How are we going to do it? And that's really global. Because at the detailed design, how part two, we go to dig in really about how the technical, if it, it's possible technical wise. Each stage is broken up into two stages, individual work and meeting. So it's very straightforward. Okay, the tool training. We have two smart boards. This one is for the presentations, the PowerPoint presentations or the Word presentation, whatever you you have. And this is only for drawing. So we must let it stand on this this program. This is called a smart board thing.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah, it speaks for itself. And as you may have heard, the documents in the shared folder can be showed on this screen, not in the my documents. So if you want to show something, put it in the shared folder. This is also very straightforward with the save, the print, the undo, the blank, the select, and well, I don't gonna explain it all because I think you know how it works. We must not forget everything we draw on here. All must be saved. We may not delete anything, so if you have drawn something, save it. Never delete it. That's a very important thing. Okay. Little kind of exercise to know each other. At the whiteboard on the left. Every one of us must draw our favorite animal. And tell us why we had chosen that animal. In important is that we use different colors and different bandwidths. Lights.
I have a question.
Yes.
This exercise.
Yeah.
Did the company board tell you to do it, or did you just make it up yourself?
No, no, no. It's
it's part of the interview.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
we really don't know each other, and it's kind of new. So getting used to each other, we can have a little fun before we dig in really to the hard stuff. That kind of thing. Would you start with drawing your favorite?
Yeah, I don't know really how it works.
Maybe
okay,
I can
show us first.
Yeah. Okay. Drawing goes with this thing. Do not touch your hand on this little thingy here. That's important. So hold it like this.
You get electrocuted?
Yeah, kind of. So, you must push a little good, because and wait a few seconds. It's not fully real time, so watch it. I'm gonna paint in the red. Oh, that's the background color. Well, I'm new. My favorite animal.
It's like Pictionary.
Yeah, you can guess what it is.
The one who says it first gets a race.
May I paint next?
Orc?
No, it's not an orc. You don't see it at the ears?
No, I have it at home.
You have an orc in them.
Very artistic.
Thank you. So it's a cat.
What's it called?
Simba.
Because
we have a cat at home and he's called Simba. Because he looks like the lion from The Lion King.
You mean you have to
so we
choose
found it kind of cool to name it after a lion. Happy with us, so he's smiling.
He does have body.
No, only the face, because we have 25 minutes, so
okay.
we
have to speed up.
Yeah.
Remember, you use different colors, different pen widths.
Yeah. Okay, who wants to go next?
Okay.
Yeah. So choose a color. Choose a pen width.
You don't have to change the color of the pen with during the drawing. Or
yeah. Just save.
Same. Okay.
Okay.
You have to draw push hard on the pen or
wow. Not really.
Kind of firm touch.
That one?
Okay.
Okay.
By the way, why was your cat red?
Because my cat is red.
Okay.
And I have red hair, so
yeah, sure.
Must be red.
It's a frog.
No, it's a turtle.
It's an apple.
Banana.
It must be a dog.
A dog.
Why a turtle, Tim?
Got a lot of Teenage Mutant Hero
Turtles. You watched it a lot?
Huh?
You watched it a lot?
It's inside the shell, you'll be finished.
No,
soon.
It's a scared turtle.
No. It's coming out.
Okay, Tim, thank you.
Okay, very artistic.
Jeroen, you want to go next?
Yes, yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah?
Thank you.
There you go. How do you work?
Form it.
Form.
And then you have the current color. You can change, so no red or green, and the line width. I had 5, Tim at Tim, what kind of line width?
The big lines were like 9.
Okay, it's a dog.
Well, I just thought I picked the easiest one.
Why a dog? You have a dog at home?
Well, I had a dog.
Oh. Had a dog?
3 years ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, when it died, we didn't get a new one or something.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
We have an artistic in our middle.
An artist.
An
graphical user design.
I think you picked the wrong function. The wrong job.
Oh.
No.
So I think you can see it's really easy program to use, not difficult at all.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's enough, thanks.
Janus?
Yeah, sure.
The last one?
I wonder.
Yeah, after a cat, a turtle and a dog. I think it's gonna draw an elephant.
I figure I should do something there. I'm gonna do something much more difficult.
Uh oh.
He is the artistic creator.
I'm gonna design a remote
remote control
animal.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Well, with the interface, it might be easier to have to draw here and display it there.
Yeah, then
that might be easier, but at the other hand, a pen like that is easy to hold in your hand. And
yeah.
I think it's easier to
better
draw.
To draw with a
yeah. With a pen than
yeah.
With a mouth.
With
mouse.
Yeah, I mean like
mouth.
I'm here, drawing.
Oh, okay.
And then
yeah.
Displaying on screen.
But this paper
but
is too
expensive.
Is it a rabbit?
Yes.
You have a rabbit at home?
No.
Is a rabbit with broken legs?
Is
no.
It the white rabbit? It's the white rabbit from the Matrix.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The white weird rabbit. He's a little bit stoned there.
I think it is a pretty good impression of a rabbit.
Yeah. It will do.
Okay, finishing touch, and then we're going further.
Project manager.
Yeah.
Where does the pen go? Just
have you been counting the time?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Let's go on, man.
Well, I think the dog is the most.
I figured a rabbit was actually the most impressive.
Don't choose for yourself.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, now we're gonna dig into the serious stuff. The selling price for the remote will be €25, and the production cost may not be more than €20.5. So, from my point of view, I don't think it's gonna be a very, very high tech, high definition, ultra modern kind of remote for €12.5. The profit we must make with the new remote is €50 million. So that's a lot. We have to sell a lot of.
Yeah, how much?
Like how much?
100 million remotes?
I think when the selling price is 25, you get 2 million. But our marketing range is international, so we have virtually the whole world we can sell remotes to. At least that countries which have a television. So now it's time for us to go to discuss a little things. You can think about experience with a remote control yourself at home. What you think might be a useful new future. What can distinguish our new trend remote control from all the others? So let's discuss a little. I'm gonna join you at the table. Well, what's the most important thing at a remote control?
Well, I think the most important thing of a remote control is that you can switch channels. And my opinion is you should keep it as basic as possible.
Okay. So not a remote control which can be used for television and DVD and radio and or
yeah.
Just only.
I think so. But I have some points. Can I show them on the big screen?
If you have them on,
yeah.
Can,
yeah, I can.
Okay. Oh, in case you want it. This is a dead kind of fly between the
screen. Is it possible to open pen drawings in this?
No. Only all the drawings go there at the left.
But which is the ones we made on the.
Oh, dead pen drawings. No, I think when it is in Word and you have saved it in the shared documents folder, you can show it there.
Oh, only in Word. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some points from marketing point of view.
Yeah.
Just a standard thing, things like intuitive, small, fairly cheap. It's pretty cheap, €25. Brand independent, I think. It doesn't have to matter which brand your TV or anything is.
Okay, 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay,
yeah.
I'll wrap it up quickly. I personally think it has to be multi-purpose. Most of the remote controls are just for one purpose.
Yeah.
And by making it multi-purpose, it as a new feature, adds a new feature to the market and distinguish from current products.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some other technology than infrared. I rather find it very annoying, like when someone is standing in front of the TV that you can't switch it. Think about sending it over radio waves or Bluetooth.
Okay.
That might be a little bit expensive. And something like an LCD screen.
For what purpose?
Like I said here, maybe it's easy. It's nice as an added feature that when you're on a certain channel, you can see on the LCD screen what programs are coming up. Or
so it would be a multi-purpose, very technically high From my point
remote.
Of view, yeah.
Yeah, it must be really innovative, technical wise.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, our company is very good in making new,
yeah,
innovative things.
So yeah,
so
I agree with you. So we must focus on things who are really, really add something to
the current market.
Yeah.
Look, you got some cheap remote controls there. They just, yeah, you got a dozen of them.
No.
But when you enter a new market with remote control,
mm-hmm,
and want to gain market share,
yeah,
you have to do something special.
Yeah,
I think.
But we have to keep an eye that it's at the beginning of such a project. It's very cool to talk about. Well, this would be cool. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But we must not lose sight of the user friendly.
Yeah, of course.
And price.
But this is just from marketing.
Yeah. Okay.
Aspect.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about user interface or.
No, yeah, and that's because we have him. and him.
Okay, next meeting will start in 30 minutes, so you will have individual actions where I presume will be some feedback via the mail. The industrial designer has to look at the working design. The user interface designer has to look at the technical functions, so
yeah,
that's the thing we had discussed.
One,
yeah,
thing, we must first agree on what we're going to make. Are we going to use it for multiple systems, or we should have some agreement on that.
Okay.
No, I don't think we have to be. We have to agree on that.
I think we
could
get better
that's
from the next meeting, actually.
Yeah. That's a phase further.
Yeah.
Just make some mock-ups, some general ideas.
Oh, okay.
And then we can plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can plan further,
yeah.
I think.
But maybe because you are working on user requirements, you are working on technical functions, we must have a little or kind of. A little plan on what we're going to do, so you don't come up with the user requirements who don't fit the technical functions at all. Some basic things we want to go on to do. I think that's well.
Yeah. I don't know. You decide.
Okay.
You're the project manager.
Well, yeah, if the technical functions have to be designed, I've got to know for what kind of machine,
yeah,
it will be, or do we use a text screen, or will it be with Bluetooth? Or
well, that's really a step further, but
okay,
if you say, is it one way or multi purpose?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same step further.
Yeah,
why?
Actually, it is.
Yeah.
Why?
They're looking at individual components, so
yeah,
that's actually a step,
yeah,
further.
Like we all have a list of things that have to be in it, or how it has to be like, and then in the next meeting,
yeah,
we decide,
yeah, we can take
what
it from
it's
going
to be.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we can take it from there.
And then you can delete the obsolete
okay,
details.
So each individually must think on what at his point of view is the most important.
Yeah,
and then are we going to fit all the pieces together the next meeting?
Yeah,
I must finish up now, so it's over. You will receive specific instructions by your personal coach, and I see you in 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.